Well, I went over to Birmingham, the city of Birmingham, see, I was in the county school, Jefferson County Schools, Bessemer System, Fairfield, and Tarrant. We didn't have it at that time, we didn't have PSAT. So, they had it on the front page in the Birmingham News, and it showed where we were getting there. Well, I wasn't there, my lunchroom, my PTA president wasn't there, and neither was my lunchroom manager there. And they were awarding this prize on the front page in the paper. Dr. was the superintendent, and they were awarding it to us, and we weren't in that press, not dreaming we won it. And so the doctor did not give me the award. He was so proud that the county won it. He said, why do you think of Bradford School? And he came out to the school one evening, late one night rather, in the early part, and had a program and presented it to the public that we had won. And he was very proud of it because it was his system, just some kind of system. Well, we won that, and then the other things, you know, that other articles that have been written that we won. As I say, we won the prize on how to keep the South free. We won that. And then we won this award for the PTA award for the Birmingham News and Herald.
Can you tell me how you came to go to University of Michigan?
Well, if you want to hear the truth, we were graduates of Alabama State. Mm-hmm. At that time, there was no integration. And Alabama State, A&M College, Miles College, and whatever other colleges we had here were not A-rated. They did not pay us the same salary that they paid the white teachers. They said because we did not finish A-rated school. Mm-hmm. So then a number of us decided we'd get together, and next time we were going to the best. So there was a lady by the name of Mrs. Luda Dyer, one Mrs. Madeline R. Davis, a young man by the name of John T. Smith, one by Charles A. Bryan, and another fellow, Leon Kennedy. Leon Kennedy didn't go with us. He went to the University of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the University of Michigan. And first I had to send in my, it was a funny story about that. And you had to send in your transcript, you know, and ask for admission and everything. And when I graduated from college, I told you I finished on the honor roll. And I had 187 grade points above what it took to finish. But I had an F. One of the teachers gave me an F in science. He was very rigid. And I've always been farsighted. And he, girls in the back would talk a lot. And he said, won't you come up to the front and sit down? I said, no, I can't see from there. I have to sit back and see the distance. So he thought I was insolent, I guess. And at the end of the session, he gave me an F. And I said, his name is Mr. Van Dyke. I said, Mr. Van Dyke, I said, I talked too much to make an F. I said, I didn't say nothing but good morning, good evening. I said, F mean you a fool.
No, so, this was at...
This is at the college. I'm fixing to tell you now how I got
college,
in there.
Which college?
Here in the University of Alabama. Okay. In Montgomery, Alabama.
Montgomery, okay.
And I didn't finish there, so that's where I got the F, but that's where I graduated, on the honor roll.
Yeah.
And so, I asked the dean of the school, I said, would you take that F off my transcript? I got to send to the University of Michigan. I said, it may not let me in. He said, you don't have anything but A's and B's. Anybody got any common sense? Because see, that must be a personal mark. And there's no need for me to take it off. It won't hurt you at all. And yet, reluctant, I was trembling. I sent it on to the University of Michigan. And sure enough, I got in. I have to slip here now. I got in a regular entrance. I didn't have to take the test or anything. Because the F didn't count because my grade points were two more far, but that was the only F I had. So at the University of Michigan, I've forgotten the subjects we had the first year, but it was very interesting. But I learned more about maneuvering things and using facilities that we didn't have here because we didn't have the opportunity to go into these hotels and motels and fine cafes and things like we did here. And my learning situation was many-sided. I learned many things. So I said to a young lady, if I never go back anymore, I learned enough this one time. And so, of course, we did it all through summer work because we worked in, but we kept going and everything.
Yeah, were there many women there?
Oh, at the University of Michigan? Oh, yes, my goodness, I should say. That's in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's not Michigan State now. That's out in Ann Arbor, called Ann Arbor, Michigan City. And then while there, we had to take a course in, exceptional children. And that goes from the accelerated child to the